Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
I don't have to preface it, but I think that I should in order to better bring about a result. And the result that I'm trying to bring about is that the issue that you are about to be presented with has absolutely nothing to do with what is said. Because you are not the problem. And saying that you are part of the problem doesn't mean that the problem actually exists. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The popcorn moment, let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn, because there is more. This is the story of Greg Doyle, sports writer for the Indy Star, and Caitlin Clark. Now with the Indiana Fever, the college basketball phenom, who hopefully is going to bring a lot of good things to Indianapolis. I should preface this by saying I'm not a fan of Greg Doyle's, and Greg Doyle is not a fan of mine, and when I say I'm not a fan, I don't have a way of kind of rating him as a sports writer. I don't have that skill set. The not being a fan comes from, if you're writing about sports and you write about your cat that has passed away, I think that that's just not okay. I'm not saying that you don't feel bad about your cat. I'm saying that that's not a story for a sports column. The other is that a few years ago, I was on Fox News, and people said I made fun of Joe Biden's stutter, which never, ever happened. I could have said it cleaner. I admitted to that, but I did not make fun of his stutter. Now, some people say it's because he doesn't have a stutter. Well, don't let reality get in the way. People yelling and screaming on social media. The struggle session was on. You know, like Chairman Mao, right? How dare you think that relativity is real science? That's a thing of the West. You will only believe this, and let's put the dunce cap on you and put you in front of 1,000 of your peers and show them what happens if you should disagree with the great Chairman Mao. Struggle sessions is what they were called. And that, of course, is what happens on social media in this cancel culture society. The struggle session. How dare you say this? How dare you say that? And then the people who told me that I was insulting Joe Biden then called me fat and the best, still the best, beaver teeth. To this day, don't know what to do with that information. I had nothing to apologize for. Nothing. But of course, it was people like Greg Doyle who were putting on Twitter, you should apologize. 2 words. I'm sorry. It sounds so good. It makes you feel so good. I didn't do anything wrong. Same cannot be said of Greg Doyle, who had, when Caitlin Clark did her press conference yesterday, had this very odd interaction with her.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, cool. Let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So, question is.
Now, you ask yourself, what did he do? Greg Doyle made a little, a heart symbol with his hands. It's something that Caitlin Clark does towards her family, and he did that to her. Now that you know what he did, listen again.
Hi. Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
There's a tremendous number of things here that are awkward. First, that a grown man would make that gesture with his hands. That a grown man would make that gesture with his hands, I would argue, is awkward. That a grown man would make that gesture with his hands towards someone he doesn't know is awkward. That a grown man would make that gesture with his hands towards someone he doesn't know who's a 22-year-old girl, woman, is awkward. That a grown man would make that gesture with his hands towards a 22-year-old woman, and he is a professional who is covering her in the sport, is awkward. And then to say, after she says, I make that gesture to my family after every game, well, make that gesture to me and everything will be fine. That's just weird. It's just weird. Well, people picked up on this, and they put the dunce cap on Greg Doyle. And they put the struggle session on Greg Doyle. Greg Doyle, the minute the struggle session began, collapsed. Now, he should have recognized that he was wrong. We're going to get to that in a second. But I start with how he started. When he saw these things coming at him, he puts on X, today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature heart. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. Now, it should be noted that a few years back, as someone found on Twitter, because there's a tweet for everything, a post for everything, Greg Doyle said, anybody who uses the term, I will do better on this platform is ridiculous. Like, those people are just being pathetic. But I noted that he wrote, today in my uniquely oafish way. You see, it was just me being a little clumsy and awkward. Oopsie. Still, no recognition of what, how awkward and how, yes, creepy it came across. Even if he didn't intend it that way, this is how it came across. Which then leads to an article that is entitled, Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem. And he talks about how he talks this way with these people and that people. And he does it with Chuck Pagano and Frank Reich and Shane Steichen and Zach Edey. And he says, notice something about all those names? Question mark. They're all men. But he says, what I've learned is that I need to be more aware of how I talk to people, not just athletes. I realized that only after my exchange with Clark went viral and I navigated the first two stages of grief during a discussion with people I care about the most. The denial and the anger. I didn't do anything wrong. How come everyone's angry with me? This is just how I talk to everyone. And someone had to say to him, but Caitlin Clark is a young woman, and you don't talk to a young woman the same you would a young man. And his heart dropped because he was ignorant. But he started the piece with, I was part of the problem. Well, I think the question is, what problem are you referring to? Because I'm not part of a problem. I haven't done anything wrong. You, dear people listening on WIBC, you're not part of the problem. You didn't do anything wrong. What problem are you a part of, Greg Doyle? Or is this yet another example of your inability to understand that you made a mistake, plain and simple? You see, the problem is toxic masculinity, perhaps? You see, we don't know how to talk to women. What's this we crap? We don't have a problem. You do. Part of the problem. What does that even mean? He writes, after going through the denial and then the anger, I now realize what I said and how I said it was wrong, wrong, wrong. I mean, it was just wrong. Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. It's a funny thing about apologies. The only person that matters in an apology is the person you're apologizing to. A lot of people are going to say, well, this isn't enough, and oh, you don't mean it, and that's all subjective, and you can say it's not enough, you can say he doesn't mean it. I don't have any of those thoughts. The apology isn't for me, it's for Caitlin Clark. And I have no idea if Caitlin Clark was even fazed by what it is Greg Doyle said. I'm sure a lot of people heard it and just thought he was weird, and that's it. I have no idea if Caitlin Clark is still thinking about it, and I don't even want to ask her about it. Unless she wants to call in and talk about it. The apology isn't for me, and it's not for you, and it's not for us to accept or not accept. We are non-existent in this. It's for the person that was offended. And, of course, the person who thinks they did the offense. But just know that if you're writing, I was part of the problem, you still don't understand what happened.